Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened in the history of the marketplace. This is Jim Blasingame, and I want to tell you about an emerging new age, the age of the customer. For 10,000 years, businesses operated with age of the seller practices based on having control of customer relationships. But that age is being replaced by the age of the customer, which is creating forces that convey control from you to your customers. If your efforts aren't producing the same results as before, you might think it's an execution problem, but it's probably that you're using age of the seller practices when customers have age of the customer expectations. My new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, will help you make this transition from old practices to the ones that will help you meet those new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure as we continue to have great visits with our next guest after all these years, more than 16 years now. Dr. Beryl Dunkelberg has been joining us on a monthly basis to bring us the report of the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism. We're still looking for some of that, folks. And he's the chief economist over there. I think I said that. And he's our good friend, Bill. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you much.
It's good to have you back. By the way, folks, head of the dean of the entire business school over at Temple University, and was there for many years. Hey, Bill, I feel like after 8 years now, I'm looking for some more of that small business optimism, and every month I keep hoping you're going to bring us some of it, but even when you brought it, it's been small.
Been very dinky. Of course, this month was a technical decline, although statistically not significant.
Tell us the difference.
Well, statistical significance has to do with really reliability and sample size. So, if you had a bowl of marbles of say it was 80%. You know, red marbles and 20% white marbles. If you just reached in and took out one marble, how good of an estimate could you make of the percentage of the bowl of right? So you have to take a lot of marbles out.
Mm-hmm.
So statistically reliable, you know, significant means, you know, how big was your sample?
Mm-hmm.
And the sample sizes that are typical that you're seeing a million of, you know, now with all the election stuff, or with our monthlies with about 800 observations there, have kind of a plus or minus 3 percentage point, 95% confidence interval on them.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be the measure. If I told you X percent thought that was a good time to expand their business, it was 8% this month, then it would be plus or minus 3 would be your confidence interval.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's basically it. So 3/10 of a point change in the index is not.
That's in the margin of error.
Yeah, I mean it's really very little. You know?
Yeah.
So we haven't seen a good change.
But
in a long time.
But it did decline. The overall
index
did decline.
Went,
So we may not be afraid of the number, but we don't like the direction.
Yeah. Well, the number is not great either. Remember, the average is 98.
Right, the decline might not be much, but we're declining from a number we already don't like.
Right. Now, inside the index, there are 10 components, as you remember.
And mm-hmm.
Inside, there was some strange stuff. We had a 12 percentage point increase in the percent of owners who think business conditions will be better 6 months from now than think they'll be worse. And that's a huge increase. You don't see those kinds of changes very often. But it took the net percent who think it's going to be better up to zero. So we went from minus 12 to zero, and zero is not a very exciting number, even though that was a very significant change in the index. And so that was a big positive gain. That would have added a point to the index, with a, you know, because you have 10 questions, divide that by 10. So that would have brought the index up a point. That would have been pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But offsetting that, we had a huge decline in the plans to add the inventories. We lost 8 points there. Job openings, which were, I think, fairly significant, fell 6 points to 24% from the high for the expansion of 30. So that wiped out another chunk of the gain there. And of course, assessment of inventories, are they too high or too low? That lost 5 points. So that more or less took care of all the positive gains and left us with basically no change from last month.
Yeah, and they're just the thing that I guess, and I don't think I've ever said this or at least not maybe in a long time. There are no animal spirits in these reports, are there?
No.
The thing that you hear sometimes, folks, when people talk about the marketplace, is the beauty of a free market economy, of the beauty of capitalism. Is something called animal spirits. Now, yeah, sometimes animal spirits get out of hand, but it also, you know, creates growth, creates opportunity, and we're not seeing any of that. We haven't seen any in a long time, have we?
Right. Only 7% said it was a good time to expand their business, and the average in this recovery has been 8. But the average from 2000 to 2007 was 17.
Right.
That's like 3 times larger almost.
You don't get growth without churn, and you don't get churn without animal spirits. You can take that to the bank, folks. We're going to take a quick break. Twenty Tail, right back with Dr. Bill Duckenberg. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.